phone.
Committed. That's what they're doing. They're trying to impeach the president for the stuff that the previous administration did. This is sedition, and this is treason, and they need to be made to pay.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump's legal team arguing in his defense today in the Senate impeachment trial. Attorney Mike Perpura rejecting Democratic claims the president withheld key aid from Ukraine to pressure the country to investigate his political rivals.
There was no connection between security assistance and investigations.
Democrats say former National Security Advisor John Bolton should testify amid reports his forthcoming book confirms the president withheld Ukraine aid to benefit himself politically.
Ambassador Bolton essentially confirms the president committed the offenses charged in the first article of impeachment.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. The president rejects Bolton's claims. At least eight people were killed in a fire that consumed at least 35 boats docked along the Tennessee River in Alabama. Investigators say that number could rise. America is listening to...
All right, we heard you. I didn't hear one thing in that newscast about this Pam Bondi bombshell at the impeachment trial. I'm going to play a little more of this now.
Look at the facts.
It's about Biden.
In early 2014, Joe Biden, our vice president of the United States, led the United States foreign policy in Ukraine with the goal of rooting out corruption. According to an annual study published by Transparency International, during this time, Ukraine was one of the most corrupt countries in the entire world. In Ukraine, there's a natural gas company called Burisma. Burisma has been owned by an oligarch named Mykola Solchevsky. Here's what happened very shortly after Vice President Biden was made U.S. point man for Ukraine. His son, Hunter Biden, ends up on the board of Burisma, working for and paid by the oligarch Solchevsky. In February 2014, in the wake of anti-corruption uprising by the people of Ukraine, Solchevsky flees the country, flees Ukraine. Solchevsky, the oligarch, is well known. George Kent, the very first witness that the Democrats called during their public hearings, testified Solchevsky stood out for his self-dealings even among other oligarchs. House managers didn't tell you that.
No, why would they?
Ambassador Kurt Volker explained that Burisma had a, quote, very bad reputation as a company for corruption and money laundering, end quote. House managers didn't tell you that. Burisma was so corrupt that George Kent said he intervened to prevent USAID from co-sponsoring an event with Burisma. Do you know what this event was? It was a child's contest, and the prize was a camera. They were so bad, Burisma, that our country wouldn't even co-sponsor a children's event with Burisma. In March 2014, the United Kingdom Serious Fraud Office opens a money laundering investigation into the oligarch, Solchevsky.
We're going to have to pause it there. This is getting good. And they deserve this because they were the ones that put Nadler and Schiffhead and the rest. They put the Bidens into this, and it's time. I'm just sick of watching a nonstop assault from all the media mouthpieces, even that jerk Chris Wallace on Fox. What a turd he is.
He is.
He's a chip off the old turd.
Yes, he is.
And now, and this is a young, strong conservative woman, Pam Bondi from Florida, standing there in the Senate and giving it right back. It's a beautiful thing.
How long till the first sexist comment comes up about her?
Well, what do we hear from Joe Biden? I would imagine probably more than that.
Yep.
Because I don't think he's going to be in the race much longer.
Nope.
Not that he's... Well, they say he's got like a 6-point lead. Over who? Sweet Pete. I mean,
and again, who's doing these? Is it his niece doing the survey? I mean, come on.
I wouldn't be surprised. And a lot of rain over the last several weeks. If your house got too much too fast and you had flooding, Georgia Floors Direct is ready to help you with emergency flooring if needed. Just stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers there at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. If you're just looking to upgrade, up, perhaps you're planning on doing some home improvement with your tax refund, this is the place to go. Yeah. You're going to get popular styles of flooring at a wholesale price installed by the very best. I have witnessed this over and over again in my own home. Everything from tile designs to laying in a hardwood floor, they are truly the best at what they do. For price, installation, service, beginning to end, it's Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for half a century on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Brent McDonald joins us next.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. According to the Central Alabama Electric Cooperative, right now there's an outage impacting 5,000 members in Redland and Elmore County. The company says that a car hit a concrete transmission pole that feeds its Redland substation. The company is attempting to switch members to other substations to bring power back, a process that could take several hours. And in news from Scottsboro, the fire chief says at least 8 people were killed in an explosive fire that consumed at least 35 boats at a marina at Jackson County Park. That's along the Tennessee River. Fire Chief Gene Nicholas says all 8 people who are known to be missing are confirmed dead, and that number could go up because they say they don't know how many people were on boats that sank. Plus, last night, there were reports of gunshots outside of the Montgomery Zoo. And PD says officers responded to a call around 3 in the afternoon to the 500 block of East Vandiver Boulevard in reference to a disturbance between 2 individuals who later fled the scene. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some mild days in our forecast for the week ahead, but tonight will be chilly, partly cloudy, overnight low temperature in the upper 30s, some patchy fog by late tonight, and first thing tomorrow morning. That could slow you down on that morning commute. Otherwise, look for sunshine to break out tomorrow with a high temperature in the low to mid 60s. There's a risk of some more showers perhaps Tuesday night into Wednesday as another Gulf disturbance kind of brushes by the area. Thursday looks dry, but another batch of showers by the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There goes the weekend, the workday's begun.
Boy!
The I Hate Monday polka. That special workday that's never that fun.
Crap.
You're earning minimum wage. Working those long hours with low pay deserves a polka about your Monday.
Doesn't the polka lift your spirits?
No.
You didn't think that did a little?
No.
Sorry. It's the best I had. Yeah. I'm not feeling all that well. Let's welcome, and I hope it's not what we think it is, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. As you foretold last Friday, actually going back to Wednesday and Thursday last week, you've been concerned about the coronavirus and how this can impact the markets, and we saw pretty big drop today. Who's affected when we see these losses? What companies are getting hit?
Yeah, so, you know, so first of all, to answer your question, you know, it's going to be any sort of business that has to do with a real sort of congregation of people, right? Mm-hmm. So, obviously, airline companies, transportation companies, travel and leisure, hotels, those kinds of things. And then you get into other sorts of issues where you have, like I read a headline a while ago, that a number of auto manufacturers are pulling back now, recalling workers. They don't want them all congregated there in these plants together. So whenever you have a scare like this, it definitely can escalate and get worse and cause a pause or a hiccup in some of the economic numbers, certainly within various businesses and industries. And it just slows everything down. I mean, it just really does. But I'll tell you, in 31 years of managing money, whether it was Ebola or SARS or what have you, it usually is. It's one of those things where it comes and it goes. It's an exogenous sort of event that comes out of nowhere that really has nothing to do with any sort of economic peril or real concern that's going on that was, you know, man-made, let's say. And so this is just one of those things where you have to kind of manage the risk and ride through the storm. I'll give you an example. Today we had an investment committee meeting this morning. We had one last week. We took a little bit of action, nothing drastic, but you just sort of pare back your position in certain areas like maybe emerging markets, which is, has a lot of the Pacific Rim or Asia in it. But then you also start to look at opportunities that could potentially be forming.
Now, I'm pausing you there for one reason. We had a caller call up this morning singing your praises. Do you remember what time that was?
Between 7 and 8.
Yeah, and he was addressing exactly this, how well you did for him last year and how your company is so great at looking ahead. And I said this morning, I said, yeah, because we knew the futures were down substantially before the market opened. And I said, Brant talks about opportunities when these kinds of things occur. You get in and let's talk about that. I just wanted to tell you, you had a big moment on the morning show today.
That's great. I mean, that obviously makes me feel really good, and I'll be sure and share that with the team and all the staff at our firm, because we love that. I mean, we absolutely love that. We're obviously very proud of the hard work we put in, and so when we get that kind of positive feedback, it just really makes it all worth it. And but yes, you know, I mean, there are going to be opportunities out there that you know, and we're early in the stages of this. You know, the problem with this virus, this sort of health scare, is that we're probably in the early innings of really knowing exactly the full fallout. I mean, because from what I can tell, this thing's got like a 3 to 4 week incubation period, so you don't even know that you have it until it shows up 3 or 4 weeks after you got it in your body. In the meantime, it can spread. You can give it to someone else and not even know. And so that's kind of the issue with this. You know, you look at the CDC, you look at the WHO, the World Health Organization, they have not declared an emergency yet, although I suspect they're probably getting close. And so you don't want to move too quickly on these kinds of things. You know, but I can tell you, you know, stocks, you know, they go up, they take the stair steps up and then the elevator down. And when things like this happen, all you have to do is look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and, you know, this is the biggest single-day drop since October and has effectively wiped out all the gains so far this year in one day. And that's what these kinds of things do. So you have to stand ready, be ready, and know how to handle and navigate these kinds of situations. And as I said, we had a meeting last week. We did today. We feel really, really comfortable with our portfolio position. We have some nice exposure to things that do really well when chaotic types of events like this come on the scene, and that's helping our portfolios out. And so we're happy about that. But all in all, you know, we keep monitoring. Now, tomorrow, let's shift gears. Tomorrow, we get some more big earnings numbers. Apple is obviously a heavy, heavy weighting in all the major indexes. And so, you know, their earnings report tomorrow will be a widely, widely anticipated event. You'll have all of Wall Street waiting for that report. Still, though, you know, earnings have been good so far, and I suspect we'll start to see, as I said, press releases, things like that being put out by various companies as it relates to this coronavirus. But, you know, the market expects it, knows what it is. We just have to work through it.
Well, I wish I had the call from this morning handy to play for you, because, and I hope somebody listening heard it and gave you a call as a result at 387-0094. These folks are into this 24/7, I swear. I don't know when they sleep, but they're watching their clients' money like a hawk and looking for smart opportunities to help grow what they set aside, whether the goal is just having a nest egg for that peace of mind, saving towards a specific goal like your kid's education or your retirement. They can help you with all of it at McDonald and Hagen. Make the appointment. Become managerial about your money. It's still January. Never too late to make a resolution that will benefit you for the rest of this year and for years to come. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thank you for your time. You always deliver, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll find that call and I'll send it to you.
That'd be great.
Powerful
testimony. That would
be
great.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Bye, buddy.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Now, I think Schiff and Nadler are falling into a trap with this Bolton thing. A leak from the security advisor does not speak well to his security work in regard to aid to Ukraine, yet Pam Bondi goes up there and says, all right, here's what was going on in Ukraine, and this is why the president was asking questions, and it's going to compel them to call Hunter and Joe and answer under oath, how much did you get and why did you get it and where else? She's been laying out this case, and it's apparently pretty electrified. I wish I'd had this earlier when Mr. Electric was on, because this is electrifying. Let's listen to a little more of Pam Bondi and the Bidens.
And his company, Burisma. The very next month, April 2014, according to a public report, Hunter Biden quietly joins the board of Burisma.
Quietly.
Remember, early 2014 was when Vice President Biden began leading Ukraine policy.
Oh, that's nothing to see there.
Here's how Hunter Biden came to join Burisma's board in April 2014. He was brought on the board by Devin Archer, his business partner. Devin Archer was college roommates with Chris Hines, stepson of Secretary of State John Kerry.
Oh, what?
All three men, Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Chris Hines, had all started an investment firm together.
Oh.
Public records show that April 16th, 2014, Devin Archer meets with Vice President Biden at the White House. Just 2 days later, on April 18th, 2014, is when Hunter Biden quietly joins Burisma, according to public reporting. Remember, this is just 1 month after the United Kingdom's Serious Fraud Office opened a money laundering case into Burisma. Hunter Biden joins their board.
Well, just the guy to solve that problem. They
needed an expert. Not only 10 days after Hunter Biden joins the board, British authorities seize $23 million in British bank accounts connected to the oligarch Zolchevsky, the owner of Burisma. Did Hunter Biden leave the board then? No. The British authorities also announced that it has started a criminal investigation into potential money laundering. Did Hunter Biden leave the board? No. What happened was then, only then, did the company choose to announce that Hunter Biden had joined the board after the assets of Burisma and his oligarch owner, Zolchevsky, were frozen and a criminal investigation had begun. Hunter Biden's decision to join Burisma raised flags almost immediately. One article from May 2014 stated, "The appointment of Joe Biden's son to the board of Ukrainian gas firm Burisma has raised eyebrows the world over."
Yeah, like mine.
Even an outlet with bias for Democrats pointed out Hunter Biden's activities created a conflict of interest for Joe Biden. The article stated, "The move raises questions about a potential conflict of interest for Joe Biden." Now, even Chris Hines, Hunter Biden's own business partner, had grave concerns.
That's Kerry's.
He thought that working with Burisma was unacceptable, says Chris Hines. He was worried about the corruption, the geopolitical risk, and how bad it would look. So he wisely distances himself from Hunter Biden and Devin Archer's appointments to Burisma.
Okay, let's remember where we are. And we'll come back to that. Pam Bondi. Giving it back.
Kind of laying it out there, right?
I'm telling you, they're going to regret. They should have just let this thing close out. Now Bolton has opened the door for all of this.
Sure.
And like I said at the beginning of the show, take the gloves off and make them bleed.
And she looks good doing it.
She damn well sure does. Not that that matters.
It doesn't matter, but she's beautiful.
I don't care if a woman is hot.
It doesn't hurt me watching this.
No, but look at the
rest
group
of
that the Democrats ran up there. Some of them would scare the dog off a Greyhound bus.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of vehicles, Montgomery Paint and Body can put yours back together better than anybody. You want a car that looks as good as new, maybe better? Tell you, they do such great work there. It's almost... You don't need an accident. Take your car to MPP and say, spruce it up. I want it to look like it did the day I bought it. They just have a gift.
They can do it.
It's their goal. It is their standard. Good as new, maybe better. Not a cute little thing they asked me to say. It's what you can count on from Montgomery Paint and Body when you trust them with your vehicle following a wreck. They know you've been through it with paperwork and reports and all that stuff. Hopefully, no injuries. When they return your car to you, they want your jaw to drop, your eyes to open wide, and a great big
wow
to come out of your mouth, because they really want you to know they did everything possible to restore it to its original look inside and out. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Wreck with a W for Donnie and Brandon Turner. 3.5 decades of excellence and a leader, not just here in the River Region, but nationwide.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on the interstates. Heavy traffic on I-65 at 85 through downtown Montgomery. We got that slowdown on 85 southbound merging 65 northbound. Taylor Road congested, as well as the Atlanta Highway. East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. Northeast Boulevard from the Atlanta Highway all the way over to 231. And the 31s are all congested outbound. Everybody trying to get home this afternoon. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger is on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Greg Rosie, Eddie Bader, and Seth Spotlow having joined us now, and you shaved the mustache off.
Yes, sir.
Did you get tired of the Howard Hughes?
No, not really. I don't feel it fits me. I'm already kind of weird, and that just makes it over the line of normal. You should hear the stuff Eddie tells me. Look at
you're
him.
Not weird.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
You're wonderful.
Wonderfully weird.
Different. Special in a good way.
Yes.
We're going back to the very hot Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
Thank you.
Because conservatives tend to be quite hot, frankly. Mm. Women who are very sure that, look at the women in Alabama. These are strong women here.
Yes.
They all have boundaries. They know what they like, they know what they want, and they know exactly how much crap they'll tolerate.
That's right.
And I love that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very attractive.
Yeah, women down here are not pushovers.
No.
By no means.
Absolutely not.
And don't you guys forget it.
Cannot yes, forget it. Will yes, not ma'am. Forget it.
They went to the School of Rosie.
Yes, they did.
All right, here's Pam Bondi with more. She, you know, Nadler and Schiff, who I hate. Yeah, I hate them for what they're doing to this country. For their, and you know, they're pretty ugly too. Let's face it. They brought up John Bolton in this book, and now we have another last-minute witness. How much crap are they willing to put up with? So you want to put Bolton on good because it opens the door to this.
He didn't simply call his stepfather, Secretary of State, and say, I have a problem with this. He didn't tell his friends, hey, guys, I'm not getting on the board. I want nothing to do with this. He went so far as to send an email to senior State Department officials about this issue. This is Chris Hines. He wrote, apparently, Devin and Hunter have joined the board of Burisma, and a press release went out today. I can't speak to why they decided to, but there is no investment by our firm in their company. What did Hunter Biden do? He stayed on the board. What did Chris Hines do? He subsequently stopped doing business with his college roommate, Devin Archer, and his friend, Hunter Biden. Chris Hines' spokesperson said, the lack of judgment in this matter was a major catalyst for Mr. Hines ending his business relationship with Mr. Archer and Mr. Biden.
Jeez, Carrie's kidding.
Now, the media also noticed. The same day, an ABC News reporter asked Obama White House Press Secretary Jay Carney about it. Here's what happened.
Hunter Biden has now taken a position with the largest oil and gas company, holding company in Ukraine. Is there any concern about at least the appearance of a conflict there? See the vice president.
I would refer you to the vice president's office. I saw those reports. You know, Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family are obviously private citizens, and
yeah, so they can do whatever the hell they want, right, Jay? You ass hat.
Where they work is not
screwball, you nerd.
Does not reflect an endorsement by the administration or by the vice president or president. But I would refer you to the vice president's office.
The next day, the Washington Post ran a story about it. It said, the appointment of the vice president's son to a Ukrainian oil board looks nepotistic at best, nefarious at worst. Again, the appointment of the vice president's son to a Ukrainian oil board looks nepotistic at best, nefarious at worst.
Yes!
And the media didn't stop asking questions here.
No.
It kept going. Here's ABC.
You have to fight the cancer of corruption.
But then something strange happened. Just 3 weeks later, a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, accused of corruption, appoints Hunter Biden, seen here in their promotional videos, to their board of directors, paying his firm more than $1 million a year.
Here's more from ABC. Continued on.
And Ukraine wasn't the only country where Hunter Biden's business and his father's diplomacy as vice president intersected. It also happened in China.
What?
This video shows Chinese diplomats greeting Vice President Biden as he arrived in Beijing in December of 2013. Right by his side, his son Hunter. Less than 2 weeks later, Hunter's firm had new business, creating an investment fund in China involving the government-controlled Bank of China, with reports they hope to raise $1.5 billion.
Nice commission on that.
In fact, every witness who was asked about Hunter Biden's involvement with Burisma agreed there was a potential appearance of a conflict of interest. Multiple House Democrat witnesses, including those from the Department of State, the National Security Council, and others, unanimously testified there was a potential appearance of a conflict of interest. These were their witnesses. How much money did Hunter Biden get for being on the board? Well, you start looking at this bank records, according to reports, between April 2014 and October 2015, Burisma paid more than $3.1 million to Devin Archer and Hunter Biden. That's over the course of a year and a half.
Wow.
How do we know this? Some of Devin Archer's bank records were disclosed during an unrelated federal criminal case having nothing to do with Hunter Biden. These bank records show 17 months that Burisma wired two payments of $83,333, not just for 1 month, for 2 months, for 3 months, but for 17 months. According to Reuters, sources report that of the two payments of $83,333 each, one was for Hunter Biden and one Devin Archer.
Yeah, baby.
Now, Hunter Biden was paid significantly more than board members for major U.S. Fortune 100 companies, such as Goldman Sachs, Comcast, Citigroup. The typical board member of these Fortune 100 companies, we know they're titans of their industry, they're highly qualified, and as such, they're well compensated. Even so, Hunter Biden was paid significantly more. This is how well he was compensated. So Hunter Biden is paid over $83,000 a month, while the average American family of four during that time, each year, made less than $54,000. And that's according to U.S.
All right, that's the end of it. But this is what they're going to get. They got to get old John Bolton in there with his angry book and... He's a real get-off-your-lawn kind of guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, that's Mustachio, right? The guy with the big stash?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know who these people are. I'm learning.
I can tell you, of all the things I would not want to do, I would not want to sit across from John Bolton while he's eating U.S. Senate Navy beans.
Hey, I brought your pot back.
I appreciate that. Make sure we understand. This is my saucepan.
You saw my eyes.
Saucepan.
I told you many times.
The navy bean soup was in.
Yeah, it was good.
You start rolling doobies.
You're not going to amount to jack squat.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a listener-reported accident in front of Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. We have very heavy traffic outbound on Atlanta Highway right now from Federal Drive all the way out to Taylor Road. Taylor is also very heavy, extremely congested on the Troy Highway at East South Boulevard down to about Baptist. And the interstates, I-65 and 85, are very loaded this afternoon as well. Please be careful on the interstates. As much traffic as we got going on right now, one little accident could maroon a lot of folks in traffic for a very long period of time. Be safe out there and keep your pets safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. In news from Scottsboro, the fire chief says at least eight people were killed in an explosive fire that consumed at least 35 boats at a marina at Jackson County Park. That's along the Tennessee River. Fire Chief Gene Nicholas says all eight people who were known to be missing are confirmed dead, and that number could go up because they say they don't know how many people were on boats that sank. And according to the Central Alabama Electric Cooperative, right now there's an outage impacting at least 5,000 members in Redland and Elmore County. CAEC says that a car hit a concrete transmission pole that feeds its Redland substation. The company is attempting to switch its members to other substations to bring power back, a process that may take several hours. And last night, there were reports of gunshots outside of the Montgomery Zoo. MPD says officers responded to a call around 3 in the afternoon to the 500 block of East Vandiver Boulevard in reference to a disturbance between two individuals who later fled the scene. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some mild days in our forecast for the week ahead, but tonight will be chilly, partly cloudy, overnight low temperature in the upper 30s, some patchy fog by late tonight, and first thing tomorrow morning. That could slow you down on that morning commute. Otherwise, look for sunshine to break out tomorrow with a high temperature in the low to mid 60s. There's a risk of some more showers perhaps Tuesday night into Wednesday as another Gulf disturbance kind of brushes by the area. Thursday looks dry, but another batch of showers by the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got a text from Rusty.
Uh-oh.
I heard you got your pot back. I almost broke into a trot.
Tell me if it's any good.
It's a beautiful three-quart saucepan pot.
Is that like Tramontina or whatever that's called?
The brand?
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
It's a nice pot. It has a glass.
It is some good-looking pot you got there.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a good dishwasher.
Has a glass top.
Let's see. Made in Colombia. Gold.
What's your dishwasher?
I can't read the brand. Stonehenge? I bought
that
it.
That makes sense.
I bought you know, the bottom, it's I'm pretty good at reading bottoms, but I can't read this one.
Sorry I asked.
I've got a story that...
I just got my hands smacked.
I got a story that's kind of going with what we're talking about.
Sure.
Spencer Boston, a 20-year-old, appeared in court today on a marijuana charge, pulled out a joint, lit it, and took about 6 hits while discussing marijuana laws with the judge. He was taken into custody shortly thereafter.
He's a Morning Maroon nominee for a mile. By the way, jeez. I used the the animal story.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that this morning. That was good. You need to keep reading on that because everybody says that that's the best the courtroom has ever smelled.
Yeah.
If you would like to be an if you got a good story involving an animal, please email it or Facebook link it to me so you too can become an animal stories correspondent in the morning. I'm going to play this parody again. This is one of the best I've heard in a long, long time. You know, some of you say, oh, we're getting sick of hearing the same old crap. Well, there hasn't been a whole lot of new good stuff, really, to put in. But this is a parody of the Stones. You can't always get what you want.
I love this.
And the video that goes with this is every bit as entertaining as the audio. I'll move this in just a little bit. You gotta watch it, especially the shots of Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Pelosi today at the impeachment. A glass of wine in her hand.
Yeah, there she is, sucking down wine. Look at that mouth.
She was scattering. Deception.
I hate to say what she looks like, she's getting ready for
it. At her feet, sniffing, was Joe Biden. No, you can't always get what you want. Yeah, you can't always get what you want. Baby, now you can't always get what you want. Now that you tried Trump out, yeah, I think you found. You get what you need. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his approval has gone up since this impeachment started.
Well, I went down to the Senate drugstore.
Trump arrangement syndrome.
To get Pelosi's prescription filled. And the line was shift to shift there beside me. And he was looking gravely ill. I said, shifty shift, look here. You can't always get what you want.
Obama, you belong in that
area. Now you can't always get what you want. No, you can't always get what you want. But now that you tried Trump out, yeah, I think you found.
These tight buds are chewy.
What you need.
There's a leader. Everybody now.
Unless you heard the Adam Schiff version where he made up my conversation. He actually made it up. It should be criminal. It should be treasonous. He made it up, every word of it, made up, and read to Congress as though I said it. And I'll tell you what, he should be forced to resign from Congress. Adam Schiff, he's a lowlife.
Love it. Punching back. Oh, look at old Bernie, the old communist fart.
I saw Pelosi today at the impeachment. In a glass was a bleeding Magna man. She was practicing the art of her deception.
Sure.
You could tell by her bloodstained hands. Yeah. Cause you can't always get what you want. Baby, no, you can't always get what you want. No, you can't always get what you want.
AOC and Bernie. Ugh.
Now that you try to
dream team, baby.
I think you found.
They are waiting outside 2 days in advance to see Trump in Iowa. This is why they're being the asshole, or excuse me, the a-holes that they are. They can't fight that. They got nothing. Nothing. Think Elizabeth Warren's going to get 100,000 people, 200,000 people to ask for tickets to see her yapping mouth speak?
Only if she's going to get up there and admit that she's a liar and a fraud. I'd pay to see that.
there's a funny meme going around that, with Elizabeth Warren. I could look it up on Facebook Messenger while I'm croaking with Eric here. Hey, Eric.
Hola.
What's up?
You just were talking about Elizabeth Warren. I guess I got my psychic pants on today. I wanted to talk about Pocahontas, too. You know, she said that she had a $50 a quarter option to go to college when that guy was getting on her about giving all this free money away. Mm. I wonder if she got the $50 a quarter college because she said she was an American Indian.
She got a lot of things because she claimed false heritage. First of all, those programs no longer need to exist. The starting line is even for everybody.
Well, I mean, if we're going to be a truly even, no bias, then everything has to be even and no bias.
Right.
And I think we're all intelligent enough to see what that looks like. I mean, if you put me next to somebody, the only way I'm going to beat them is not going to be speed. It's going to be determination and effort.
Right.
I mean, that's just how life is. Sometimes you're fast and sometimes you just... You're not going to quit.
I got to find this. Thanks a lot for the call, Eric.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Where Elizabeth Warren's, where when I was a young boy, growing up black, I was then became a Jewish kid or something. I mean, she covered all the bases.
On, yeah.
I got to find it. I was going to post it. Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
You know, the problem, Greg, with gender is we got too many choices. Yes. Too many choices.
Really?
It's not binary anymore, apparently, right?
I don't even know what that means.
It means male or female.
Hey, there's a funny, speaking of funny memes, there's a Valentine's Day meme picturing Jeffrey Epstein saying, "Don't leave me hanging this Valentine's Day." It's dark humor, but it's funny. Thank you, Sam, for sending that.
You know, dark humor is kind of the best humor, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah.
So, you sound like you had the coronavirus, bro.
No. Only from smoking them.
I think, yeah. Hey, listen, you know what? They're not telling us the truth about that virus. You know, it's slowly but surely starting to leak out. But if you look at the epidemiology studies on the rate of infection on that thing, it's more significant than the Spanish flu of 1917. And just think about it. You shut down a population of 60 million people in surrounding cities of Wuhan, right?
Mm.
And now they just said in the capital, they're opening up 100,000 beds to treat infected people,
mm-hmm.
which means they're expecting 100,000 people.
Chad, I can't hear you.
I said, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? I looked last night at a couple of charts on the rate of infection studies and how fast it spreads. Right now, it's predicted to double every couple of days. And if it does that, then by September, that's like 60 million people, you know, because it's exponential.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, and now, you know, the State Department's saying you probably don't want to travel to China. Yeah, I knocked Wuhan off of my bucket list.
Yeah.
So, hey, for what it's worth, I traveled to Top China for dinner on Sunday night.
Oh. You didn't hear anybody coughing in the kitchen.
No, everything sounded fine.
Greg, you don't realize how hard it was for me to take Wuhan off my bucket list because I was really looking forward to that bat wing soup, you know?
I'll bet you were, man.
But, you know, here's the conspiracy theory for you. I read an interesting blog last night. Now I have no idea. It's on the internet, so you know it's got to be true, right?
Gotta be true.
Right. So they were talking about, everybody knows now that there are two weapons-grade manufacturing facilities mm-hmm. in Wuhan, okay? They do bioweapons there. They're saying that the Chinese, this is a bioweapon, it is a flu virus that they modify. They use the flu virus as kind of the entry virus, and then they modify it to do what it's doing, and that is basically liquefy your lungs. You basically drown in your own blood.
Chad, right? On that happy note, I have to wrap up.
I hope you don't drown in your own blood tonight. Y'all have a good one.
Have a good one, buddy. Thank you for the good thoughts. And
by the way, Greg, you look good.
By the way, Jeffrey Epstein said don't leave him hanging. I found the Warren thing. I'm going to put it on Facebook. It's just too funny to not post.
She's every protected class except the truth.
Yeah. Well, the truth. Growing up Chinese in South Detroit, I struggled as an African-American Jewish boy. But above and beyond the lies, that voice. If you think I sound like crap today, that'd be like, she would be the national cure for priapism. I don't think anybody in this country with her voice ringing over the TV and radio waves, I don't think we'd have a baby born for 4 years.
No. And definitely some birth control with her.
Oof. Yeah. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka serves our fallen heroes. They serve people who have caught that break we don't like to think about. And that is that we could lose our mobility for even a short period of time. But when those things happen, and they inevitably do, they're the company you want on your side to help restore choices. One of the things they do in their workshop is equip vehicles. People who were told by a doctor, you'll never drive again. You'll have to be dependent for the rest of your life to go where you want to go. Now can drive thanks to the way they deploy digital technologies. That restoration of choice is so important. They work with the human spirit. People want to do as much for themselves as they possibly can. And that's their mission with each and every client, to restore independence and choice. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. I'm starting to sound like that raspy voice talk host. I hear him on Sirius. And he's on Fox, too. Dave, I think something. David Webb.
Oh, Webb?
He always sounds like this.
You sound good.
You sound good to me. If you were a lady, you would sound very sexy with that voice.
Hey, now.
How you doing?
We'll be back in a bit.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy, and it is...
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace, and with a long shopping list and transmission.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the East South Boulevard at Troy Highway that is backing up traffic past Baptist all the way to Woodley Road. Very congested on the East South Boulevard. If you're headed towards Troy Highway, you're going to have a little bit of a slowdown getting there, so just try and be patient. We have a second accident, Northeast Boulevard at Twain Curve. That is right across the street from Sunshine Village. A little bit of a backup there. Please use caution. We have heavy traffic on the Interstate 65 and 85 Atlanta Highway. Very congested out there this afternoon.
Keep it here. We will keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy, and it is...
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace, and with a long shopping list and transmission.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It is just 90 seconds shy of 6 o'clock. I want to thank Rosie for mommying me today. I wrote a great column about 10 years ago, and I should reprise it because I think men need mothering their whole lives. I really do.
Well, I think everybody does. Mm-hmm.
Especially when we get a little bit sick and become completely hopeless.
But men are vulnerable when they're sick.
Because we're not used to being sick.
That's right.
We power through no matter what.
You're men.
This battle takes care of me. Terry takes care of me. Rosie takes care of me. And the girls in the sales department take good care of me. I am surrounded by love.
Yes.
Seth, sorry you couldn't get here sooner. Are you coming in tomorrow?
Maybe for a little while if I can. Is that cool? You got anybody?
This is assuming I'm not dead.
No, you man, you're going to live forever.
Yeah.
No, this, you
live
know.
Live long and prosper.
If this voice goes any worse, it'll be like, no, that's not what I want. I wanted Janelle. My daughter. That is my child.
Man, yeah.
That's our show.
That's not our show. Where's my